This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he mentioned the way that Muslims would become the feast of the nations of the world, he mentioned alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah azza wa jal would put in your hearts al-wahn, fear. And subhanAllah, your enemies can sniff it. Those who hate you can sniff it. Why do you think the people of Palestine are so special? قَاهِرِينَ لِعَدُوِهِمْ. They drive their enemies nuts. Unbreakable people. Resilient people. That grandma that refuses to leave even without water is so much more than 1,000 Israeli soldiers. They hate them. They despise them. And they envy them. The Prophet ﷺ said, your enemies won't have mahaba of you anymore. They'll look at you and they'll see you're weak. Because you have fear in your hearts. And they can see that fear in your eyes. And so you have al-wahn. You have this thing in your heart. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is al-wahn? And the Prophet ﷺ said, حُبّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. We're not going to shy away from a hadith here. You love this world too much, and you hate death too much. You love this world too much, and you hate death too much. This hadith is a very important hadith, because what it shows is that you have too much of a material attachment and your fear of losing out on the material due to a lack of conviction in what comes after this material world when the cover is pulled will cause you to not act in accordance with your faith and your principles. Because you're always going to consider the material losses. And I want you to ponder upon that hadith.